This is On the Ground Ipsy on 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. And it's a time each week we really focus on that word community. And we are very proud to partner with Concentrate Media on this project as their media partner. And out in our community is Sarah Rigg, the project manager for Concentrate Media on this project. And she is an Ipsy native here and proud to be home right here in the WEMU studios. After how long have you been coming in here now? Has it been a year yet?
Not quite. I started coming here at the end of September of last year. So
you look very comfortable.
Soon.
I think we're getting to that point where you're just kind of coming in and doing your thing, and you're okay every week. Is it not intimidating anymore?
I think anytime you get into a routine, it helps. If I think about it, I'm like, oh my gosh, thousands of people are listening to me every time I say it's a little intimidating. But then you get into the routine, and it's okay.
You're doing a fine job,
Thank
Sarah.
Thank you.
And thanks for the work in the community. We can find that at concentratemedia.com.
Right.
And then concentrate82 on Twitter,
right?
But Concentrate Media everywhere else.
That's
you're
correct.
On social media. Still working on that MySpace page, I hope. All right, no? All right. Now, everything we talk about here today, if we talk about people or websites or phone numbers, Sarah will have it linked in her post at concentratemedia.com. We will also have all of this up at WEMU.org. And we'd like to remind you, too, that generally a longer version of this conversation exists out on the Internet where time constraints aren't as important as they are in live radio. So good morning. And
good morning.
Thank you for being here. And what are you bringing us this week?
I did a story about home ownership in Ypsilanti and some of the resources that people aren't as familiar with. Most people know, conventional mortgage, maybe FHA, but they don't know all the other resources that are available out there to them in terms of getting a mortgage, getting their credit up, that sort of thing. So it was basically a roundup of resources for people who would think they might not be able to be a home ownership in Ypsilanti, but might be able to with a little help. And I brought with me two local real estate agents. I've got Candy and Kaya Hinton.
All right. And this is an interesting topic for me. And without getting off on too much of a tangent, I remember distinctly, must have been 20 years ago, I was watching PBS one night, and they were doing a series on the urbanization of major American cities that occurred in the 40s, 50s, 60s when highways were built through the middle of New York and people started building projects. And they talked about, as a sidebar on that, the importance of home ownership, that if you derive different models for how to get people to invest in their community, building a 40-story high project is the worst model. Having people rent homes is okay, but still not a great model. But providing people the means to take ownership in the community they're a part of is a huge way to get people to really invest back in their community.
Absolutely.
And take pride in their community. So I'm so happy we're here today talking about this, because I know there are lots of people in our community who would love to take a larger sense of ownership in our community and don't maybe think that they can. They don't know that there's things available that will help you as a first-time homeowner or somebody that hasn't purchased a home in a long time or lower income or certain revitalization areas or things like that. There's lots of ways to buy a home.
Sure.
Besides what we see in commercials on TV. So great. So we've got Candy and Kaya here. And Candy, since your mom here, we're going to talk to you first as the authority on this subject. How long have you been in Ypsilanti? We got to establish, your townie credentials here first.
So, our office has been in Washtenaw County for about 3.5 years.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
All right. So you feel like you're really getting to know the community and the people in it and where the home trends are going and things like that. You're a good source of information for our community.
Absolutely, and I think Kaya is probably even a better source of information because she's been here longer and gone to school here. And
all right, Kaya, did you hear that? Your mom's giving you compliments.
I know.
All right.
I hear it. All right. We are recording. Right?
Yes, we are. We will talk to you. We will talk to the good source of information in a second. But since it's your office, I wanted to ask you, why is it important to you to help people in this community own homes?
Oh, that's a good question, and thank you for asking. The reason that it is even more important to us, it's important to the community because home ownership leads to legacy. And the idea that we are able to educate people on being able to leave a legacy for their families is most important. And we have a lot of renters in the area.
Yes, we do, yeah.
And I think even generational renters. And sometimes it's because they don't know that they can own and that there is low bars that they have to meet to get to that place, and that what they're doing as a rental would cost them a lot less as a homeowner, and just don't have the available information to be able to take the first step. So it's important that we're educating people just about that in general.
And it's something we have talked about, the renter aspect in our community. We're still in a way recovering from the economic collapse of about 12 years ago, 11 years ago. The real estate market here took a pretty big hit. Home values went way down. And in some areas, it hasn't fully recovered. And what we see is that trend where people lose their homes, the home values go down, they go into foreclosure, a whole neighborhood or a whole community gets, or a section of a community gets affected. And then people come in, and we don't want to call them slumlords, but people looking to take advantage of low housing prices come in, and then they rent them and don't want to put a lot of money into them because there's not a lot of equity there. And it creates bad situations sometimes, because when you rent to the lowest common denominator, you're going to get great people that are just struggling to find a place to get a home, but you're also going to get people that seek that out as maybe not the best neighborhood for whatever reason they want to be there. And you're right. If they're not owning the homes, they don't have that investment to take care of their home and the community and the neighborhood that they're in. So are we finding our way back from that? Are you seeing that people, more homeowners are coming through our community now and taking that leap? Or are we still in the midst of this recovery period? What's your opinion on that?
I think that we're still in the midst of the recovery period, and I think because of the lack of resources that are available is the reason that we are in that particular place.
Yeah.
And even talking about 10 or 11 years ago, I think that the information was given may have been, and that would be a longer story than today, but may have caused a lot of low-income and moderate-income people to take advantage of programs that really weren't fit for them. And so that caused even a bigger problem,
right?
Because people were unable to just get their way out of it. We're talking no-interest loans.
Yeah.
We're talking things that just didn't
make any sense. Oh, 120% of home value.
That's
loans.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
things
right.
Like that. Take a bunch of cash out, and then when your home value doesn't go up and you got to pay all that back, that's a bad situation. All right, so Kay, let's talk to you for a little bit. Mom says you're a good resource for information in this community. Why is that?
I've been here for a while. I graduated from Eastern.
All right.
I've lived in Ypsilanti for my whole experience that I've been pretty much, well, they don't call it the Midwest here.
They call it grown.
Since I've been grown.
All right.
I've been here living in Ypsilanti and enjoying it. So, right. Yes, and I'm involved with a lot of different things in the community.
So you're a real adult. All right.
I know.
Right. Yes,
I made it.
So what is it about this community, do you know, that what is it that makes us kind of unique here in the way that we view home ownership or different parts of the community or things like that? What is it that really says Ypsilanti about the home market?
Well, that's a good question. I kind of was just thinking about the question that you asked her earlier about why it's important for people in Ypsilanti to invest in real estate and home ownership, because as you know, that a lot of people want to keep Ypsi how it is. They mm-hmm. want to keep the culture how it is. They want things to sort of stay the same. But what they don't understand is if you're going to rent the whole time, and then when you get to the point where property values go up and you can't afford to be here, it definitely is going to change the culture and the demographics of Ypsilanti from people like who I've graduated school with, who were here before us. So if you don't invest in home ownership now, if you're trying to keep the culture and the love and everything that you think is what makes Ypsi Ypsi, it's the people. So if the people can't stay here, then we have an issue. So
right, and investing in a home in Ypsi
exactly.
is investing in Ypsi.
Exactly, and it doesn't have to be, and I tell people this all the time, it doesn't have to be that traditional, I got married, had a kid, I got a home with a white picket fence and a dog. This could be, I came out of school with my roommate, we invested in a property together, now we have some ownership in Ypsilanti, now maybe we grow out of that and we make it a rental and we do something that helps the community where it's a little bit under market so that we can stimulate more people who can save a little money and then graduate into some home ownership. There's a lot of different ways you could do it, but I think that's
so let's start there. Let's start with new homeowners.
Okay.
I know that is a popular topic for people that have never owned a home, whether you're 22 or whether you're 52 or anywhere in between or older, younger, whatever. People are challenged by that first big leap because buying a home is a huge, huge leap and a very stressful thing for people. So what are some things, and either Candy or Kay, either one of you, let talk to me about what are programs that you've helped people get into in our community that you didn't, maybe they didn't know exist, or maybe you didn't even know exist until you started looking into it, to help relieve that stress, to help get especially first-time homeowners through that door.
Well, I can speak on one of the programs, and we're not lenders, but we can't sell a house until we have a program that can fit. And so for first-time home buyers, you either have great credit and no money, which is probably most of the case. Being able to have a 600 credit score instead of the normal 640 is a start of one program called a destination loan, where they're able to actually only have a 600 credit score as well as put no money down, but only put 1% back into the loan itself. So that could be an appraisal. That could be closing costs. So they're only on a $100,000 house putting down $1,000, which is less than a security deposit. And they spend no money for what we call PMI, so no mortgage insurance. So something that would cost $200 or $300 a month, they don't have that at all, which then allows them to get a much bigger home and spend the money strictly on the mortgage as opposed to all the other things that come out. So that's a great program for first-time home buyers.
Right. Kaya, what do you got? What's something you've helped people get into?
Well, same thing, because we're partners, so we work together. So we do the destination loan. Mishta is always good. The down payment assistance, like when people say the first-time home buyer assistance, where they get a little money down to help pay those costs. But there are other things that you can do in the midst of a deal, like getting the seller to help you pay for concessions. But you had mentioned earlier that it's a huge step and it's super stressful. If you take the proper steps, and I mean like baby steps in the beginning, it's really not that stressful. I think people come in with a preconceived notion that this is going to be like this horrible thing and it's scary and I can't get it done. It's really not. As long as you build the right team with the right people who want to help you and it's not about the bottom line for them, us, just saying, it puts it into a perspective where it's manageable. So you savings. Do you have enough savings? Break that down just a little bit. Do you know who your lender's going to be? Here are options for different lenders with different programs. That's another part. Like if you just break it down into baby steps, before you know it, you're at the end of it and you're done.
Are there any programs like that would deal with our the things that are happening in our community? Maybe some neighborhoods that need a little leg up, or there's some revitalization areas, things like that. Are there federal or state or even local programs?
They had a few. So they had the Step Forward program. It's Step Forward, right? And what that did was specifically different areas, like areas that need to be populated a little bit more, try to stimulate home ownership. And they gave, was it $15,000? And the good thing about this was after 5 years in the house, that loan, was it 3 or 5?
No, you didn't have to pay that back at all. For the $15,000,
but
you didn't
after
have to
a certain
back.
Amount of time. Like
right, it was like
the
each
home.
Year they wrote off a little bit of the loan, a little bit of the loan.
So yeah, to keep you there, to keep you from
just buying it and selling it right away.
Exactly. So you get that loan, and then after a while, that would drop off, and you'd only be responsible for the actual mortgage that you took out on the home. So they had that, and then they have the down payment assistant, which is the $7,500, which has always been around. So that helps stimulate the economy a little bit and help promote home ownership in certain areas. So.
And are there structured loans, too? I know that a good way to immediately get money back on your investment is buy something you can do some sweat equity in, a home that might, you know, have good bones but needs some work. It needs a paint job. It needs to, you know, wallpaper taken down. It smells. It needs new carpet, things like that. I'm sure you guys have some programs that you've talked to people about to keep them from being intimidated by, you know, if this house will work for you after some work that you can put in, imagine how much equity you could build off the back end and right away have an investment that's paying off for you. Have you helped people with those types of things too?
I think you're referring to the renovation loan.
Right. I was going to say that there is a renovation loan. And again, us not being lenders.
Sure, right.
We're only working with the people who get those loans and then we try to find the homes that fit for them. So sometimes we get first-time buyers that can do an FHA 203K, which would allow them to be able to do a renovation as well as have their appliances paid for, because that is a part of that. A lot of times people think renovation means tearing down a wall, when really it means really figuring out what it takes to do basic living, which could be carpet, appliances, things like that, painting, things like that.
So. Right, and I'm sure as a realtor, you've probably encountered that a lot. We see that on the show, all these home buying shows. It's like a constant theme. Oh, I don't like this color wall. It's like, well, that's just paint, honey. Come on. Right. You know, take 5 minutes on a Thursday afternoon and that's all good to go there for $20, you know, or, you know, but that's a lot different than, oh, it's got a leaky roof and there's water in the basement and the foundation's crumbling.
That's
you know,
right.
You, I think your end, from my perception as a realtor, from your end, that's part of your job is to guide people to the right decision based on, you know, not just what it looks like, but what they're going to get as a return on their investment. Because for many of us, our home is either our only investment or our biggest investment that we have moving towards the future. Again, how do you make a choice to be a realtor? I mean, you've been in this community just shy of 4 years now, and how do you make the decision that I want to help people get into a home?
I've been in the business for over 20 years.
Okay.
And so for me, we were charged with really being able to take renters and people who don't know the process and help them to create community. And that's what really this was all about, is how do you put someone in a home that's going to be able to raise their children, they're going to be able to go into good schools, and they're going to be able to create that community like we've had years and years ago. So I really enjoyed that process. But one of the things that we do as realtors is help them go through step by step, which also includes helping them find the right inspectors to go in and explain to them exactly what needs to be done now and what might need to be done in 6 years from now, and how to create a timeline so that they're not stressed out. And we start with, say, the lender, but we also then look at homes that are going to fit for them. And a lot of times, new home buyers have been renters for many years, so they're always going into a home that's got new paint and carpet.
Right, right.
That's not what happens when you go into a new home.
Right.
There may not be any paint on the walls or any fresh carpet, so we have to change their paradigm and help them understand what that looks like as a whole. We're in it for the long game, and the long game could be, as we know, an average homeowner will keep their home between 5 and 6 years, and they generally either upgrade and or they get a job promotion and they move out. We want to make sure that they have a good investment so that when they do have to upgrade, that that equity comes along with them. So our job is to just make sure that they're we're in charge of the process, and we make sure that they stay in charge of the decision on what that looks like.
Kaya, is there like a story or something you'd share? Well, don't give out personal details, but you know, I'm assuming you take some joy in helping people find their homes. Was there somebody, a client that you've worked with, that you took particular pride in helping them find a house, figure out a way for them to get into home ownership? I mean, is there you know, somebody with a family or somebody with kids? You know, it's like I've heard stories about the first time that their kid had his or her own room and how much pride they had in something like that, being able to provide that to their children. Is there something that you've helped people with in our community that really stuck out for you like that?
Well, I like to be a problem solver. So all of my clients, honestly, every single one that I've helped, the end of it is very satisfying because everyone has their own journey. And just to say that, people who come in or who I ask to come in, who I think would be a good candidate for buying a home, they're usually 6 months to a year out anyway. So a lot of people think, like, if I'm not ready right now, you can't help me. Everyone has their own process before they can pull the trigger. But honestly, and this goes for all of my clients, I love to get them from start to finish. Like, every resource, everything we can do step by step, like I said earlier, to get them to a point where they can do it, because at the end of it, it's so rewarding, especially when they were my problem clients who don't think they could do it and they kind of fight you the whole way through. Once you get to that end game where you've got the property, you did your investment, you did what you're supposed to do, just the joy of being able to be a part of their journey is why I do it and why it's something that I take pride in.
Cool,
so,
man. Candy, what are some hot areas in our community that you help people get into that they might not have thought about purchasing a home in? I mean, where are the neighborhoods that, you know, somebody that's lived in Ypsilanti for 20 or 30 years might have just written it off, oh, I don't want to move there. But once they get to look at it, you know, they they see that it's a different community than what they thought it might be. Kay, you can answer this too, either one here.
Actually, I want to jump in. Sorry.
All right, Sarah, yeah.
Because when I came to Ypsilanti, I came here in 1999, and we lived in the city, and we knew we wanted to buy a house. And when we started, we heard really bad things about West Willow, but we found a house there that we loved. And so we actually passed it over and looked at like 5 or 6 more houses, and then we're like, you know, I love that house in West Willow. Let's go take a look at it again. And we just decided that the street seemed quiet. The people in the neighborhood were really nice, and we decided to invest there, and I've been happy in West Willow. And actually, the crime statistics for West Willow have gone way down over the last couple of years, and it's a safe and friendly place to be. So I can personally testify to that, but I will turn it back over to the Hintons now.
Hey, we were just whispering about that.
Yeah. Same thing. A lot of people say that, and I don't know where that came from, where people are like, no, don't go there. But I just bought a house right off Grove. Or E-Course, where do I live? Hello.
you can just give out your home address if you'd like. You know, people come on over. We'll have a little party.
Right over there. But honestly, at first, and this is my personal experience, I was like, I don't really know. But I got there. I never have an issue. My street is very quiet. We've helped plenty of people purchase right in around that area, and I have had no complaints. And I think it's just a lack of knowledge, and you know.
Well, we hear that about Ypsilanti on the whole. It's actually one of the reasons this project exists, is because media coverage of Ypsilanti is generally so negative that if you live outside this area, even in Ann Arbor or Detroit, when you think Ypsilanti, you think, oh, it's just crime-ridden cesspool where there's, you know, dogs roaming the streets and trash and, you know, people killing
That's
each other in front
well,
of.
People like yeah. think that about right. Ypsi, and it just drives me crazy.
Does that make your job harder? I mean, especially for people coming from outside the community?
Sometimes I try not to take it personally, but I have had a couple times where people will call and they're like, oh, I'm looking for a house. They call our office up, plug your ears, and they'll say something like, but I don't want to live in Ypsi. And I will like take offense to that. Like, what do you mean? They're just like, well, it's dirty. It's got to. I'm like, you know what? Well, then I guess I can't help you.
Well, and at the end of the day, the idea is that we educate. We educate in a lot of different ways. And, you know, for compliance purposes, mom here, we don't necessarily tell anyone where they can live at, but what we try to do is to give them a full picture of what our entire city looks like. And it's full of character, and it is full of parks and wonderful things that are going on in the city.
Community activities.
Riverside Park. So what we do many times before someone takes a move is that we send them out things that talk about the city and talk about places that they can go. And from there, they become a part of just the thread and eventually move here. So,
well, I know home values in some areas of the city, too, are fairly high comparably because there's some hot areas of the city and the township. But you've got to see there are still probably some great areas that people can get into comparatively for a bargain, and you know, versus Ann Arbor or versus some of the suburbs around Detroit.
Absolutely. And we get people from Ann Arbor and suburbs around Detroit that come here looking for those great deals, and they're still out there. And some of them need a little bit of sweat equity, and some of them don't. I know that our housing prices have increased, and that helps the community as well. So for the people who are trying to refinance their homes because it's increasing, is helping them. We're really excited about the growth in Ypsilanti.
One last question for you, and this is more of a general thing. Do you do any kind of like informational nights or educational sessions where, you know, you reach out to people that may have no idea that they could actually be buying a home rather than renting, and help them, you know, just the beginning in a group of that process of flipping that switch to maybe I should be trying to become a homeowner here?
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad you asked. We do a rent-to-own program, which we call it a renter's workshop. Our next renter's workshop is August 24th. We do that on a Saturday from 1 to 2, where we teach people really and educate people on what those steps look like and not to be afraid of what that might be without any obligation at all. And, of course, we go and knock on doors. So if you see me coming, it's only because I want you to stop renting and I want you to be a homeowner.
Right. And just to remind people, you know, if you've never bought a home before, and this is not a commercial for your particular services, but realtors in general, I don't have to pay you to use your services. You will get money on the back end when I purchase a home or if I sell a home using your services, but I don't have to write you a check or anything up front to get all this great customer service, right? I just want to remind people that I can walk in your office and obtain your services without giving you a bunch of money.
Absolutely, because the seller will pay our services.
Right.
And at the end of the day, a buyer feels really uncomfortable because they think that they want to hold all their their money for their down payment. Mm-hmm. And what they don't know is that the sellers do pay that commission.
Right. And if you've never bought a home before, you might not know that. I can walk in your door and say, hey, I need your help to help me look for a home. Whether I buy one or not, you're going to try and do the best you can to get me in that home with no money or obligation from my end.
And if not even in that home, educate you even more on what the process is. Because sometimes we don't get to a home, but we get to education. And that's most important.
Candy and Kia, thank you so much for being part of our community. Thanks for helping people get into home ownership. We appreciate the work you do here, and thanks for that educational night and stuff. I hope lots of people come out and ask you for help in pursuing this, and we'll have contact information, of course, for everything you do up at WEMU.org. Sarah, hi.
Hi, yeah. I just want to point out that there's additional resources in the article.
Okay.
I talked to a lender, so he talked about some of the things that he can do
awesome.
On his end, and I also talked in more detail about some of Mishta's programs, and one of the other big things that we didn't really touch on too much was credit scores, that there are programs out there to teach you about financial literacy and help you fix your credit score so that you can qualify for a good mortgage. So all of those resources are contained.
Yeah, and that's important not just for home buying, but anything you buy with a loan, a better credit score means
absolutely.
A lower interest rate, which means more money in your pocket or the ability to buy more home, car, refrigerator, whatever, down the road.
Yep.
All right. And we live in a capitalist country, so we're built on debt, so everybody should be getting loans for everything, right? Sarah, what do you got going on? That was a sarcastic comment, by the way.
Right.
Sarah, what do you have going on for next week?
So just a little teaser. There is a new event series that brings together musicians, primarily hip-hop musicians, with producers for sort of networking and information exchange, and I'm going to be talking about that in more detail next week.
Well, great. We look forward to having you in next week for the next round of On the Ground Ipsy here on 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.